Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a data breach? Okay, now straight from the information security space is the concept of a data breach. So you know we have to talk about it. Let's go. A data breach is a violation of a system's security, which results in data being copied, transferred, or even just viewed by an individual who is unauthorized to do so. Data breaches sometimes are also called data leaks or data spills. A data breach may be carried out by an individual, by political activists, organized crime, or even national governments. Data breaches often target poorly configured systems, but sometimes they also benefit from the careless disposal of used data storage media, or even complete computers. A data breach undertaken deliberately by a person with legal access to the information is commonly called a data leak. When a system has been breached, data obtained might be financial, personal, or intellectual property. Once uncovered, a data breach may be very costly when both direct and indirect costs are considered. Direct costs could include not only fees to investigate, but also remediation to entities damaged because of the data breach. Indirect costs could include reputational damage. Many nations have laws mandating companies notify those who were impacted by a data breach and take remedial steps as necessary. A common result of a data breach is a demand for money. And often if funds are not remitted, the data is posted on the internet with all the attendant problems that might result. Data breaches often take place due to staff changes, with the old staff still maintaining access to trusted systems after they've left employment. This can also happen in a distributed system if the web of trust is compromised.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.